What are the most common trees we have around in this community?
Well, we have the pine, the oak, the poplar, mm-hmm. and we have different kinds of oaks, white oak, blue oak, black, and the white oaks. See, we have a sweet gum tree right there, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Tree
about
right
that.
There, because they have the balls on you up in New York. And pines, of course. That's Georgia pine is the tree in this section.
Do you know of any kind of tree that, if I'm interrupting one, to take up again with this, any kind of tree that sheds all its leaves at once and it's got a bark that kind of peels off and little knobs of balls? And it's got a tough wood that's used
that's
to chop.
That's a birch, isn't it? They have a ball on it, and they bark when it sheds it each year.
Yeah, it does.
And it peels back, and it mm-hmm. and it's real green. Because my dad had one in his yard over there.
What about the kind of wood they use for chopping blocks? Do you know, are you familiar with that?
No, but it's a hard... don't know the name of it.
Are you familiar with sycamore trees?
Sycamore trees. That's what these were that I was thinking about.
Is it?
Yeah. Hmm. But I didn't know that's what they
were. Do you
have
any other names for those other than sycamore?
No. Hmm. Hmm. Unless I'd gotten mixed up with that one we were just talking about. I think I
probably
birch
did. Trees, you know, have that white bark kind of.
It must be
what kind of tree did Washington cut down in his little
oh garden? That's a cherry tree.
What do you
they mean? Make beautiful lamps. A friend of mine in the shops when we were in school made a lamp out of cherry wood and it was beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty. Makes pretty
expensive furniture too.
Yeah. What do you call the shrub whose leaves get very red in the fall and which is poison to some people?
You're not thinking about the ivy.
No, not right yet.
Poison.
I'm thinking of a very tall bush of shrub with stems of leaves growing from it. They turn bright red in the fall. It has a little bunch of berries at the top.
Pork salad?
No, I don't know. I don't know whether that's it or not.
Yeah, I believe
it grows by roads and fences.
Yeah, that's... You know, they eat that in the South.
Do they?
When it's young, yeah.
Is some of it poisonous?
Pork salad. If you don't prepare it properly and drain it and wash it and all, and boil it and then pour the water off, it will. It'll kill you.
What do you...
It's pork salad.
The leaves?
What they call it.
Do you do anything
pork
with the berries?
Salad. No, you can't use the berries.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you familiar with sumac?
Sumac.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay, you were about to talk about poison ivy, I believe, or ivy?
Oh, I can't get near that stuff.
What kind of poisons do you know about?
Poison oak and poison ivy.
What distinguishes them?
Well, one of them has a three leaf, which I think is ivy, and five leaf is a poison. No, the ivy is five, and the three leaf is poison oak.
Mm-hmm.
I have it in my yard, you know, and you do too, on that bank here, poison oak.
Are the bushes that grow on different?
It's a vine, man.
Both of them are?
Yeah.
What kind of red berries do you grow and you use on cake sometimes?
Strawberries.
Do you have any other kinds around here?
Oh, we have the dewberries, blackberries.
What are dewberries?
It's just like a blackberry, except it grows on the vine, right?
That's what we
They have a larger seed.
How does
blackberry
grow now?
The blackberries grow on the high vine of the bushes, blackberry bushes. Some of them get as high as tall as your head.
Down home, we call those that run on the vines blackberries. I think we call all of them blackberries.
Well, they're dewberries. They call them in.
Mm-hmm.
Blackberries, they're more round. You know, so they're round.
Mm-hmm.
And the,
the
blackberries are long. They taste about the same. They might be a little stronger. And their seeds are larger than the dewberry.
In the dewberry?
Yeah.